VOA News. The U.S. says it is ready to support, facilitate, and participate in direct negotiations between the Afghan government and the Taliban. That statement made on Sunday by the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the same day that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced a three-month unilateral but conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. Ghani said that Afghan forces will stop their operations beginning Monday if the Taliban agrees to do so as well. The ceasefire coincides with the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. There was no immediate reaction from the Taliban to the announcement. In his first speech to the nation, Pakistan's newly elected Prime Minister Imran Khan promised on Sunday night to make wide-ranging reforms to fight corruption and cut government spending. The 65-year-old cricketer-turned-political leader spoke a day after taking the oath of office. He promised that his coalition government will adopt austerity measures to ease any strains on the economy and try to reduce foreign debt that now totals $95 billion. A 6.9-magnitude earthquake has struck the Indonesian island of Lombok just hours after a 6.3-magnitude quake shook the island. The earlier quake caused landslides and forced people to flee. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says earthquakes are not uncommon in the area.
In that area, there have been six other events of magnitude 6.5 or larger in the last 100 years.
2 weeks ago, a magnitude 6.9 earthquake on the same island left 436 people dead and forced 350,000 people to flee their homes. This is VOA News. More than 2 million Muslims have begun the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia, circling the cube-shaped Kaaba in Mecca that Islam's faithful face five times each day during their prayers. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The five-day Hajj pilgrimage represents one of the world's biggest gatherings every year and is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. The Hajj offers pilgrims an opportunity to feel closer to God amid the Muslim world's many challenges, including the threat of violence and extremists in the Mideast and the plight of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya minority. Muslims believe the Hajj retraces the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad, as well as those of Prophets Ibrahim and Ismail and Abraham and Ishmael in the Bible. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Thousands of stranded people were waiting to be rescued, and officials pleaded for more help from relentless monsoon floods that have partially submerged the southern Indian state of Kerala. More than 350 people have died in the past week. More than 800,000 have been displaced. Officials estimate that more than 10,000 kilometers of roads have been damaged. The death toll on the bridge collapse in Genoa, Italy, has risen to 43. Firefighters found three bodies, reported to be those of a couple and their 9-year-old daughter, early Sunday, inside a car removed from the rubble. President Trump is pushing back against a story that the White House counsel has given hours of testimony to the special counsel investigating Russian election meddling. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
President Trump is insisting that White House lawyer Don McGahn isn't a rat. In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump responded to a New York Times report that McGahn has cooperated extensively in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, providing 30 hours of testimony in three interviews over the past 9 months. Trump says he's allowed McGahn and others to testify, saying, "I didn't have to. I have nothing to hide." Trump calls Mueller's investigation McCarthyism at its worst, a reference to the indiscriminate allegations made by Senator Joseph McCarthy in the 1950s in an effort to expose communists. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An American military spokesman says U.S. forces will stay in Iraq as long as needed to help stabilize regions previously controlled by the Islamic State terrorist group. Spokesman talked to reporters on Sunday. He said the number of American soldiers could decline depending on when other NATO forces deploy to help train the Iraqi army. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.